just take a moment, and I want to go back to the video that we watched before the last two songs. And I want to spend some moments thinking about a question that was raised during that video. And it is this: do you know Jesus? You know, it seems like a very simple question, but the answer carries the weight of eternity. Do you know Jesus? This is the most significant question that every person must answer. As we think about it tonight, I want us to understand that this question, this is a question that it can be dismissed by people. It's a question that can be ignored. It's a question that can even be rejected. But hear me on this. This question is one that cannot be avoided. There will come a moment where every person must give an answer to the question, do you know Jesus? You see, on this holy night where we celebrate the birth of Jesus, I want us to take a moment to consider the question for ourselves. Do I know Jesus? To begin, we must acknowledge that knowing about Jesus is not the same as actually knowing Jesus. You see, many of us can state with great sincerity our knowledge about Jesus. We can agree with his existence. We can gather together and we could even celebrate his birth. We can speak about the events of his life, and we can even talk about his teachings. We can even know about his death, and we can even speak with confidence about his resurrection. But to know details about someone is far from truly knowing someone. Again, I ask the question, do you know Jesus? The reason Jesus came, the reason for his birth, is not that we know about him, but that we know him in a real, intimate, powerful, and transformative relationship. When we truly know Jesus, everything changes. You see, just as the dawning of the sun transforms our world from the darkness of night into the glory of day, so it is in the life of everyone who comes to know Jesus. He changes everything. You know, knowing Jesus is not about religion. It's about relationship. Knowing Jesus is not an obligation. It's actually a celebration. Knowing Jesus is never meant to be a burden, but it's actually freedom. You know, one of the things to think about is there's many people, and maybe even some in this room, that you have misunderstandings of Jesus. Maybe you might even have anger towards Jesus. Because what happens is we get introduced to a false Jesus. We start looking at Jesus as this religion or this obligation or as this burden instead of seeing him for who he really is. And he is the Savior of our very lives. Again, the question tonight is, do you know Jesus? At Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, and we have to understand that his birth is not an isolated event. We must understand that the baby that we celebrate tonight, that was born and laid in a manger, has come as an atoning sacrifice for sinful man. His life begins in a manger, but ends on a cross. And then an empty tomb. You see, there's this barrier between us and God. Our sin stands as this unmovable and uncrossable chasm that is between us and the Almighty. And we are powerless to remove this chasm. This barrier that keeps us from knowing God and keeps us from eternal life. We are helpless in our sin, but hallelujah, God is not helpless. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ was born. But not only that, Christ died for the ungodly. He died for us, he died for me, he died for you. He destroys the barrier. He creates the bridge over the chasm. See, Scripture tells us this is how God demonstrates his own love for us. that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This is actually the message of Christmas. You see, we might be sitting here now and saying, this sounds more like what we would talk about on Easter. At Christmas, we should be talking about angels and shepherds and wise men. But this is truly the message of Christmas. Because Christmas has no meaning and has no value without the cross and without the resurrection. This is the message of this day, that Jesus stepped down from his throne in heaven. He came as the baby in the manger. He lived the sinless life that we cannot, so that he could take our place to receive on himself the judgment for our sin upon a cross. But the beautiful part is that's not the end of God's plan. That's not the end of God's story. Because after 3 days, 3 days of laying in a tomb, our King, who suffered for us, walked out of the tomb in complete victory over death and sin. This was the plan at the moment he was born. This was the plan before he even came in the first place, that he would be the one to die for our sin and then be resurrected. By his death and resurrection, Jesus has given us the right to become children of God if we trust in him. So again, I ask the question, do you know him? Jesus is offering to those who believe in him, he's offering a relationship to know him. This is the meaning of Christmas. The greatest gift you will ever receive is not waiting for you under a tree, because the greatest gift is Jesus. Jesus is the joy of the world. He is the reason the angels sing. He is the light in the darkness, and he is the King that has come. Christ is the Lord, and the only response that is worthy of him is that we fall on our knees in worship. These are the truths that we just got done singing. This is eternal life, the Bible tells us. This is Jesus' words himself. This is eternal life. Not to go to heaven, but this is eternal life. That you may know Jesus. That you may know him. Tonight, again, I ask the question, do you know Jesus? You see, Jesus removed all doubt for those who will hear him. When he declared these words, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He was born to make the way for us to get back to God. He is the way over the chasm. Jesus continued his teaching by declaring this, if you hold to my teaching, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Hear it in the other way that we need to understand this. If you hold to my teaching, you will know Jesus, because he is the truth, and Jesus will set you free. That is why the question of do you know Jesus is so important, because if the Son sets you free, Jesus declared, you will be free indeed. That is why I'm continually saying this over and over again. It's not enough to just know about Jesus. You must know Jesus. At Christmas, we celebrate that Jesus came to give his life for us, so that we could have the gift of knowing him. Tonight, I want you to understand that the most valued and precious gift that Jesus wants in return is you. What do you give the God that has everything? All he wants is you. Stop for a moment and consider that God wants us in our brokenness and mess. That is what Jesus asked for. I want you. You see, to know Jesus is to trust and surrender our lives to him as our Savior and as our Lord. Jesus is full of grace and he's full of mercy. He is quick to forgive, and he transforms the lives of every person that puts their faith in him. He does this for every person that chooses to follow him. Jesus declared that he had come for one purpose, to seek and to save those who are lost and to bring them home to a relationship of peace, love, righteousness, and hope with God. Again, I wonder tonight, do you know him? Here in a moment, we're going to be ending our service with the candle lighting, and we'll be singing together Silent Night. It's a beautiful moment, and it's my favorite part of Christmas Eve services. One, just to see the light, but also to hear the voices of the church as we worship and sing together. But as we prepare for this moment, bear with me again just a couple more minutes, because I want us to speak into understanding the symbolism of what we're about to do. There's a meaning behind it. There's a reason behind it. It's not just some special thing that the church created to make us feel good at Christmas Eve, but there's significance to it. At the beginning of the service, the Advent candles were lit. The candle of peace, joy, hope, and love. The final candle that is lit only tonight is the white one in the middle, which is the Christ candle. This candle represents the coming of Jesus Christ into our dark world. And by his coming, he brings with him everlasting peace, joy, hope, and love. Jesus is the light of the world. He's the giver of salvation, the giver of eternal life. Jesus is the King who came the first time as the sacrifice to save us. And he is also the King that will return to reign for all eternity. You know, the Gospel of John states this following truth. In him, in Jesus, was life. And that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus is the light of the world who took on flesh, and in his birth, God made his dwelling among us so that we could know his glory and so that we could know him. Don't miss the significance of Christmas. John writes that the true light gives light to everyone. And this light has come into the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. John says the world did not know him. He came to his own, but his own did not receive him, because again, they did not know him. But John says this, yet to all who do receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gives the right to become children of God. Again, do you know him? The meaning of Christmas is that Jesus came to give himself. We know the most famous scripture of all, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear the truth of that scripture. Because what it is declaring is all those that know Jesus will have eternal life. But for everlasting life to be ours, we must first receive him. We must truly know him. Tonight, as we light our candles, we see how the light of salvation began in a manger in the small town of Bethlehem, but the light did not stay there. The glorious light of Christ had humble beginnings, and his salvation and his light has stretched around the world through many generations. So much so that we are gathered here tonight on the other side of the world from where it began, because people shared the gospel and light of Jesus to the point that it came to us in Vinton, Iowa. In the same way, this light that we are about to partake in will start from the Christ candle, and it will stretch across the sanctuary as we light one another's candles, as we receive the light from one to another. This simple light will shine in this dark sanctuary, just as the light of Christ shines in our dark world. During the next few moments, I want to speak to you if you have received Jesus as your Savior and Lord at some time in your life. If your answer to the question that I've been asking tonight is, yes, I do know him, I pray that the Holy Spirit will fill your heart with an inexpressible gratitude, joy, love, and assurance. I pray that you rejoice that the light of Jesus was shared with you at some point in your life. That someone loved you enough and cared for you enough to tell you about Jesus. And by God's grace, you received him and that you know him. The light from the candle that you will be holding is only but a small symbol of the radical, powerful, and glorious light of Christ that dwells within your very soul. For anyone here that answers that question differently, if your answer to the question, do you know him, is no, or if your answer is I don't know, I give you this encouragement. During these next moments, I encourage you to ask Jesus to reveal himself to you. Jesus said this, ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Right now, the truth of Jesus and the light of his salvation is being offered for you to receive it. As you receive the light of your candle, I again encourage you, ask God to reveal to you the light of his salvation and the light of his presence. Christmas is our reminder that God loved you so much that he was born so that he could die for you to be forgiven and for you to know him now and forever. I encourage you to receive the greatest gift the world has ever known, and that is Jesus. At this time, I would ask those that are going to help us with the candle lighting to come forward, and I would ask the praise team that's going to help with Silent Night to come forward. As these individuals make their way to the front, would you please join me in a word of prayer? Father God, as we have gathered in this place and as if we have lifted our voices and offered our worship to you, Lord, I pray that the truth and the significance of this night flood our very lives. I pray that none of us miss the significance of this. There's so many wonderful things that take place during this time of year. Lord, some of us here might have been gathered with family before we came, or we're planning something even after we leave this place. We have plans for tomorrow to spend with our families or whatever we have in front of us, Lord. And all of that is wonderful, and all of that is beautiful blessings that you have given to us, Lord. And I pray your presence upon every aspect of it for everyone here. But right now, as we are in this place, let us not lose sight of what's most important. All those other things, while wonderful, and we celebrate those, they fade in comparison to the significance of the question, do I know Jesus? Lord, I pray that as we spend this time lighting candles and as we spend this time in worship of the birth of Jesus, that if we truly do know you, I pray our hearts again are full of celebration. I pray that the Holy Spirit will ignite in us a passion of joy that we just can't contain, and we just feel your presence around us, that we have a real relationship with Jesus, that we know him. Lord, at the same time, I also pray for anyone that might struggle with this, that might ask the question or wrestle with the question and say, I don't know what my answer is. Lord, what I ask is the same thing. I pray that your presence be so strong around that person. Wrap them in your presence. Speak to them, Holy Spirit, as you let them know the truth of who Jesus is, the truth of what this day represents, and the celebration that we have. But I pray that you glorify yourself in our midst as we continue to worship you this evening. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen. What I'm going to do is I want you again to see the significance of this. Is I'm going to take the Christ candle. Again, remember, tonight we're celebrating the birth of Jesus, the coming of Christ. He started in the manger, and in the way that his gospel, this good news, this relationship is spread is because Jesus gave life to one, and then he gave life to another, and he continued to give life to those who believed in him. And then we're here today because those people then took the truth of Jesus and brought it to someone else and brought it to you. So as you receive your light, realize it's because someone shared Jesus with you. And at some point, you received him. But would you please stand as we light our candles and we close with Silent Night.